The other day, I clicked on an ad for wireless over-ear headphones. They were made by a respected brand and on sale for only $50, practically a steal. I hovered in my mouse towards the Buy Now button, but just before clicking, I stopped. I already have over-ear headphones, also made by a respected brand. They are 6 years old, but the sound quality is still great. And yes, they do keep me tethered to a machine with their long, tangly wire. But in reality, I only use over-ear headphones while sitting at my desk at work, hardly a time when I need wireless agility. As it turns out, I have lived my entire life, 26 years worth of heartbeats, without wireless over-ear headphones. It's something I've been trying to remember lately, that every new thing that I acquire, or am about to purchase, or watch, or browse, is something I have already made it through every single one of my days without. A few months ago, I decided to delete my Snapchat account. When I finally got to the delete section of the process, I almost didn't follow through. But then I remembered the many years I had lived just fine without Snapchat, and voila, it was gone. I am both a millennial and an American, which means I certainly have many things I do not need, like my four guitars, my external computer monitor I haven't plugged into my laptop in months, or my ever-accumulating collection of duffel bags. And I will continue to purchase and use things I don't need. Some of those will make life more enjoyable, some will make life more convenient, and others I will likely regret immediately. But I'm trying to reduce the quantity of those things, trying to remember that everything I don't yet have or use is something I never had or used before, and that the wire on my over-ear headphones really doesn't bother me at all. With a perspective, I'm Taylor Winchell.